Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we have Trent Arsenal, sperm donor, in. So, y'all want to holler at us and find out why Mr. Arsenal does what he does, give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Also, we encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Check us out. Join the site. Join our Yahoo page, Yahoo group. Hang out with us. Check out the videos. We got a lot of stuff going on there. We social network also on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me, I'll add you back. On Facebook, my yearbook tagged. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to feel me or hear me. You really want to holler at my illustrious co-host. So, Miss Illustrious, you want to tell them where they can catch you at?
Absolutely. www.electricity.com. No, I'm Miss 100% spelled out on Yahoo, or Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook, at 100% on Twitter.
All right. Yeah, and there, if you catch up to Miss 100%, she will supply you with a bacon shake. Not to be confused with shake and bake. That just happened. She's serving bacon shakes. Actually, that's the people over at Jack in the Box. There's a real limited edition bacon shake. It's vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, maraschino cherry, and bacon flavored syrup. You know that's what you want, right?
Bacon flavored syrup.
That's tasty right there.
I don't believe it would be.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I know they say supposedly bacon is good with everything, but do you want bacon with your shake, really?
Well, I mean, remember, McDonald's has that sandwich. You can have sausage or bacon on it. And, like, I've never had one, but I was told that it's like a pancake and the syrup is inside. And I'm kind of thinking that would be the same thing, but then if you put, like, ice cream in the middle of it, that's kind of gross.
I'm talking ice cream in...
Like, so if you put all of that up in a blender, you know, without the pancake, of course. All
right, I'm throwing up in my mouth as I... I speak. I'm not feeling that at all.
That's kind of ugh.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. It's out there with there's a Naked and Famous Denim have made a new line of scratch and sniff jeans, where the jeans supposedly you scratch them, they smell like raspberry.
So I guess this is something new for people who don't like the worst they fucking ass.
Either that, I guess if I don't know what this count as being feng shui, as they call it. It's just like, yeah, dog, you not on my level. I got raspberry smelling jeans. All the girls sniff me all the time.
Wow. So, okay, wait. So if a guy wore raspberry jeans, would it be wrong for me to call you sugar pants? Sorry. Sugar britches.
not if his britches are sugar free. Yeah, I guess that would be lick though. You can drink your bacon flavored
shake
in
while you're wearing your sugar britches.
Right. Yeah, sugar britches. I don't know if sugar britches would be what they want to call it. And I guess if you are going to call it sugar britches, so y'all know, if you plan on buying these $150 scratch and sniff sugar britches, they will last you these at least 5 times in the laundry. So you'll be all right for at least 5 washes.
So 5 washes and then no more raspberry smell. Then you just stuck with a worn out pair of $150 jeans.
Pretty much, yeah.
So why not just go to Bath and Body Works, buy some raspberry body spray, spray it on the jeans that you already have, and you call it a damn day.
Why are you trying to be smart?
My bad, man. I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm your hater.
Yeah, I mean, technically, you hating right now.
Right. You know.
You know, they like, why you want to go to Bed and Bath? You can buy my 100. You going to tell me you going to spend $20 on some jeans and then just spray raspberry on them?
I mean, why not? I mean, it'll last longer. And then you can just keep spraying them.
See, you...
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, on a quest for people to just start using common sense. That's all.
But that's the point. We're not trying to do none of that. All that you talking common sense and making sense of stuff, and instead of spending $150, you're going to spend $20, and then you're going to spend, what, $5 on the raspberry spray? You
Now, the raspberry spray is $12.50 a bottle.
Okay, so that's still $32.50.
Right, which is cheaper than $150.
Right, so technically we'd be buying 5 pair of jeans then.
Amen.
Alright.
So I'm a hater now, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, too bad.
Watch your back, because them Canadian denim jean makers...
The sugar britches are after me.
Yeah, he's putting the head out on you as we speak.
Now, oh, wow.
But as you was talking about common sense being on call, John Hughes, a man who always wanted to be in a police chase because he always wanted to try it, he decided that he was just I'm going for it. So what he did is he followed a patrol car for like 7 blocks, and then after about 7 blocks he figured he got their attention, and then he pulled around them and took off at 70 miles an hour so that police would chase him. And so the police chased him, and then they laid out the spike strip to flatten his tires, and once they caught him, they asked him why he started the chase. He told him, I just always wanted to do it.
Can I ask a question? You said...
Ask a question.
Say the guy's name again.
This would be John Hughes.
John Hughes, a Caucasian man who's always wanted, because you know that's not a brother.
Yeah, he's out of Butte, Montana. So, yeah, normally... Black
that's
folks,
your brother that want to be chased by.
Yeah, we not following the cops nowhere.
That is not our lifelong dream or some type of fantasy that we have.
Enticing the cops to chase after you, like, yeah, this is what I want. Because we know in our reality, that if we get the cops to chase us, the ass whooping is coming too.
Yeah.
There's no question. They're not going to ask the question. They just going to beat the question out of you. Or into you, whichever one you want to make it.
They're going to get some type of damn response one way or another.
Like, you made us chase you and we missed the fresh donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I'm stereotyping.
Because
I know all cops don't like donuts.
Right, because some of them like croissants. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just...
Oh, our heart in the paint tonight. I am here.
Oh, speaking of which, man, you want to talk about going hard? KRS-One was going hard this weekend. You talking about going hard in the paint? KRS was going hard in the paint. It was like, wow. And for those who always talk about is hip hop dead and yada yada yada, all I know is that we were in an event that was just, it was nice. KRS-One put on the show. DJ played all hip hop. And it was folks out there breakdancing and doing their dance thing. It was some people who shouldn't be out there, obviously. It always happens that way. It's like, yeah, I can dance. Oh, no, I can't, but I'm too drunk not to know it.
Didn't you know that was the best time to dance when you drunk? Because in the morning, you really don't remember all the messed up, ugly moves you was doing.
Oh, I got some pictures, though, so y'all check this out. I will be posting pictures for sure, and video and all that. It was definitely off the chain, and it was so hardcore, I was like, damn, have I gotten soft lately? Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, so I think if you had fun, I
had a good time. I just, you know, I was like, am I hard enough?
I feel like a hater because I wasn't there.
You feel like a hater because you weren't there?
Yeah, because I didn't want y'all to be there because I couldn't be there.
Oh.
I'm not happy that you had fun.
That is
about that, and I'm poking my finger even though you can't see it.
Okay, because, yeah, that is some hateful thinking. Yeah. On that note, so you know, we still going to go hard in the paint. And now that I think about it, you know, we on the break, and I'm not pulling up for the three. I'm coming, I'm penetrating, I'm going to the hole, and you know I'm throwing up the alley-oop, and 100 ain't doing the tip dunk. Nah, she's twisting backwards in the air.
And you don't. Did stink face.
That's right.
Like law.
We down by law like that. And on that note, we gonna go on break before we bring our guests on. This is GZA, Liquid Swords. Because I had to go hardcore. At least I think I did.
The traction to what? Gush, take the piss, 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 the piss shit that niggas think is impossible. But when I swing my sword, they all choppable. I mean the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper. Talent skater plus head infiltrator. The niggas down the hole like more five sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack like a playing bell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my law made law. I need justice. I'm sitting fat ass to the floor. Ram the clock. That's 8-10 time. Check it. But the pins I'll be seeing with the scarce safety time. Came through with the move. Slid off on the DL. I'm low key like seashells. I rock the bell. Now come aboard. I need the bound.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Vic and 100%. That was Jizza, Liquid Sword. We going hard in the paint with our guest tonight, Trent Arsenal. So let's get him on the line.
Yeah, so we can talk about his Liquid Sword.
That was a, oh my God, you a genius. Oh, anyway. That's one for the book.
All right. We try.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing, sir?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear
us? Yeah.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing?
Good. You hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you perfectly.
Yes, hello, Trent. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Good evening. Thank you.
All right. Now, I know you get asked the question all the time of, you know, why you do what you do. You want to explain to the people why you became a sperm donor?
Yeah. So what I am is a free sperm donor to childless couples, and I don't charge them anything. And is in addition to that, I'm also a known donor, so I'm not anonymous. And I do that because a lot of the people here in the Bay Area have gone to sperm banks and either didn't have success or spent a lot of money, and they're looking for another option. And usually there's nothing else other than a free donor for them to go to at that point. So that kind of sums up what I do.
All right. So why do you think people give you such a hard time for doing something that normally people should be commending you for helping out those who need help?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, is helping those childless couples out. And you know, there is a lot of criticism, and I think it touches on a lot of different hot topics, you know, like reproductive rights, gay and lesbian rights, the Bible and Christianity,
yeah,
and just a lot of things that are in the news that, you know, kind of push the buttons of certain people.
Now, I see that I read that you were the son of a Pentecostal preacher, and I, for one, know what it's like to be part of the Pentecostal faith. So I can only imagine how hard it is for you to deal with, you know, all of this, and, you know, your father is a Pentecostal minister. what is your relationship like with your father as of now? Have you guys come to an understanding, or, you know, kind of like a middle ground, or, you know, is it still just a tremendous amount of tension?
That's right. I grew up in the Bible Belt and really familiar with the church. I spent 18 years pretty immersed, the son of a preacher. And right now it's strained right now with my family, especially my mother, my siblings as well. It's difficult for them to accept what I'm doing. What they've explained to me is that they think that fertility and people having babies is a decision from God, and that a sperm donor entering that area is interfering with God's plan for those couples. And so it's a very hot issue in their faith, the Pentecostal religion right now. And I just hope that things will become better between us and them.
All right, now I got to ask you the question, man. I mean, a virgin, you no interest in ever being with anyone at any particular point in time in your life?
Yeah, I've known for most of my life, since I was an early teenager, that this is how I would grow up to become in life. And I haven't really dated. I've went to, like, on prom, homecoming at school, but other than that, there really hasn't been any significant relationship in my life. And that's just how I dedicate myself to being a sperm donor.
All right.
So you're saying couples. Now, what is, okay, a single person wanted to have, just say myself, if I'm getting up in years and I want another child, would you help me, or does it have to be couples?
I really prefer couples. It's a little more awkward for me when it's a single woman, just because of it's uncertain to me what the intention of the single person is, if they want me to be like a father or co-parent, which I really don't want to be. So,
would that be easily settled by signing a piece of paper, making up an agreement that you don't have to have anything to do with the child and make it legal? And
That's correct. I have a contract, and all of those points you just mentioned are stipulated in that contract. And I have donated to single women and definitely used that contract. But there has been more than one situation in the past that even after I did sign a contract with a single woman, that it seemed like their intentions were to renege on that and want me to be a parent along with them. And it's easier for me to avoid that by donating to couples, where I know that there'll be two parents for the child.
Now, I got to ask you, I know in amidst all the controversy, What is your, as far as women trying to come on to you and requesting, I mean, is your inbox full of requests for sperm? I mean, how does that go?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of interest right now. A lot of the families who contact me are in this stage where they're asking questions, and maybe they're currently using a sperm bank and deciding what they should do if using a donor like myself would would improve their pregnancy odds. There's always, I always get lots of email and questions, and it's been as busy as ever lately.
So how are you received? Do you feel like you get attacked more, or do you feel like you get more acceptance out there?
The comments that I receive, like from an email and Facebook, and just people calling me, are overwhelmingly positive, and I'm happy that people are expressing their support to me in that way. So there have been some negative comments and criticism, and I just try to deal with that as politely or as courteous as I can.
Alright. So as far as requests, I mean, do you get crazy requests? Do you want to share some of the crazier requests that you're like, no?
Yeah, some of the requests I can't handle are the ones where they want the sperm to be shipped, like to some country in Asia, or somewhere where the sperm will never survive a trip that long, because I can't really ship the sperm. It has to be handled. I mean, it has to be transferred immediately to the recipient, and that's how I donate. So I get a lot of those shipping requests, and unfortunately, I can't honor all of those.
Now, I know that you had had some problems with the FDA and other organizations. I mean, are you in the middle of any battles, and why do you think that they're attacking you?
Yeah, so what happened was, in 2010, the FDA sent me a seized manufacturing order. They actually came out to my house in Fremont and performed an inspection in my bedroom and collected records. And the conclusion of that was some observations about not providing adequate testing. And so I was the first one to ever receive the seized manufacturing order. And
all right, I'm like, the cease and desist producing sperm? Is that what they're saying?
Automatically stop making sperm all of a sudden?
It says in there that I can't recover my own sperm without the government's permission.
So then that would be you and every other man in this world then, right, in this country, basically.
Well, yeah, if the FDA decided to use their powers against all the other men who recover sperm, I guess we would all be affected in a similar way.
Yeah, I'm trying. I know that there was, I don't know if you've heard of it, there's a ultrasound can stop sperm. It's a new procedure. And I'm thinking, you think that, I know they sent you the cease and desist notice, or they came to your door and tell you that. Do you think that there will come a time where they will actually court order force you to stop producing sperm or make you go through a procedure?
Yeah, I hope they don't show up to my house with an ultrasound machine, because I'll probably be running for the hills or something. I don't want to be sterile yet. I don't know.
How many children do you have so far? How many couples have you helped so far?
I've donated to dozens and dozens of couples here in the Bay Area. There's 15 confirmed births, and there's three more children that are on the way, and who are pregnant right now, and they'll be born in
in 2012. So all of the biological children have been healthy, and I'm just really happy to hear that it's been a tremendous success for the family.
So as you're in, I mean, what's your do you plan on being a sperm donor for the rest of your life, or you plan on retiring? I mean, what's your end game?
Well, I thought about it. If I stopped now, I would still want to be available to give brothers and sisters, siblings, to the babies that are already born. So who knows how long those families may want children. It may be, you know, several more years. So even if I stopped today, I guess I could be going for a while longer just to serve the families I've already served.
All right. So, at this time, so in your eyes, you want to go out as a virgin? You no interest in sex whatsoever?
I think I call myself a donor sexual, so I see myself staying this way. I don't think I can change myself. I sometimes wonder if I will settle down and get married, but I don't think so. I think I'll stay this way, and I'll probably be pretty busy later on in life, just trying to just keep sending birthday cards to all those biological children.
So, now, I know you have instructional video. Do you encourage others to do like yourself?
Yeah, I made several videos that are on a website, and the media kind of caught wind of that and made a really big deal about it, and it was kind of, you know, I didn't really want the media to see all that. It was mainly for the people who were asking and requesting that for me. So I think there is a need for other men. I mean, I don't think every guy can be like me, but there's quite a few women families who are seeking a donor, and I'm kind of pioneering the way doing this, and I'm glad that other men are interested and have found me and are asking questions to those videos.
Well, I know as far as you pioneering the way, I know you want to talk to the people how you actually put up your medical records and everything. You're like an open book for everyone to check out.
Yeah, so I have my STDs tested on a regular basis, and I publish those information, put them on the website, and as well as I have my medical background, my physical exam results, just my various blood tests, and I put all that for the recipients to look at. I think it's important because those children will want to know about what their future health history might be through me, and therefore I publish that for them to find that.
Okay. I think yours is an amazing story. I mean, personally, I'll be following it because I'm curious how the government, as you said, they come to your door and tell you cease and desist with collect your own sperm.
It will be interesting how they will build a case against me with all the information that they have. So I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Okay. So do you think that eventually you'll be forced, or do you think that you'll be able to win in court? Are you anticipating going to court for this?
I'm hoping that I'll be granted a hearing with the government, and I'll have the chance then to tell my side of the story to them. And I think there's a good case, because we all know that the Bill of Rights gives us the right to life and to procreate, and that's already been decided by the Supreme Court. And I think that will be hard to show that there's any compelling cause that I would be a threat to the
only
people.
Threat that the only threat that I see that you serve is to their pockets. I mean, that's the only thing. That's the problem. There's no money going back and forth for them. There's nothing in it for them. So to me, that's a huge problem.
Yep. So we'll just have to see how the Constitution's interpreted. I don't think it's meant that life has to be paid for with money.
Well,
right.
I mean, this actually could be a groundbreaking case. I mean,
I've seen movies. No.
style. I mean, because we are talking about the government stepping in and telling you how to conduct business with your body.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, it's sort of similar to the abortion
right.
Cases
yeah.
from a couple decades ago.
Right.
It's sort of just the opposite side of it. For there, it was taking the life, and this is granting
right.
life. And we know that they decided on the woman's right to privacy, which allowed them to have abortion. And I would think that same logic would apply to women who want to conceive as well.
Yeah. And it's funny, you'll have the people who are anti-abortion. Are those going to be the same people who are against you saying, well, we are anti-procreate all of a sudden?
That's right, yep. Yeah.
Well, on that, tell the people where if they wanted to catch up with you, check out your videos. If they want to actually inquire about receiving a donation from you, like this 100% wants to, tell them where you can get that information from.
Sure. Well, I have the website. It's trentdonor.org. And on there they can find all my contact information and the photos and the STD test and the health information that we talked about earlier. And I'm glad that people are interested who might be looking to start a family, couples with fertility issues, and I donate to people all around the Bay Area. And please go ahead and contact me if anyone's interested.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on. It was very interesting having you on. I know there's a lot more that we could talk about. But
and please believe me, we will be following your case, because I think your case is going to be a very interesting case. The 21st century, I mean, you may have the personal rights case of this century. So we will be following you.
Yeah, please do. I think it will be an interesting next year. So I'm looking forward to being out there to help all those childless couples.
All right. Well, on that note, anytime if you ever want to address anything, feel free to hit us up and come back anytime you got something on your mind you want to express.
I will. I have you on Facebook. Have a great evening.
You have a great evening too, sir.
Night.
Good night. All right. That was Trent Arsenault. And it's a very interesting case, you know, always talking about the rights. And right now, the government is telling him that he doesn't have the right to do with his sperm what he wants to do.
Right. Exactly.
That's right.
I would love to just bust in their house right in the middle of them doing the do and say, hold up. Stop it. Knock it off. None of that. You don't have the right to do that. Can you imagine what their response would be? But wait a minute, this is mad. Oh, but it don't matter because nobody longer has control over their own body. So unless somebody is going to pay for that and the government is going to get a percentage of it, you better not spill it or you're going to jail.
I'm thinking somebody gets killed busting in the house. Stop. Like, nah, man, I'm in the middle of a great stroke. Anyway, on that note, we gonna go on break. This is EPMD featuring LL Cool J, Rampage. Slow down, baby. If I'm not mistaken, way back in the 80s, when Ronald Reagan was elected, he said that government was the problem and we need less of it. And it seemed to work when we talk about corporations now being able to be people and everything that was to deregulate the corporations so that they can make a lot of money. Less government is good there, but right. Less government is not good when it comes to we, the individual, being able to do what we want. Then government won't step in and stop us from doing what we want to do. But no, don't stop us from making money. What?
Right. And you know what? I guess this is my own little theory, you know,
you got
about the whole government and the freedom of the people type of thing. When you have fucked over people, I'm going to just say it raw. I'm sorry. Man, you know, I've been trying to be more ladylike and shit, but you know,
it's just kind of
the way you want to say it.
Take the condom off.
When it comes to fucking a person over, and you feel like I fucked so many people over, this shit is going to come back to haunt me. So let me create a way to get these motherfuckers under control so they don't come back and fuck me twice as hard as I fuck them. And that's how I see the government, when they want to put their hands in all in everybody's pocket. You know, they want to
keep your hands out of my pocket.
Yeah, I was about to say the other thing they sell, Mac Man. I ain't going to go that far.
Yeah.
But they, they want to have their hand in everything because they're afraid that if they lose control, there'll be total anarchy and the people will rise up against them. And that's actually what needs to happen, regardless. You know, divided, we don't stand a chance. But together, we can strike a mighty, mighty blow.
All right. 100 preaching from the mountaintops.
I'm just saying,
And for as far as the mountaintops goes, it's not far enough. If you're with TrendNet, anyone out there, so you know, TrendNet had the security system. They had a little security flaw where all the video was exposed on the web. So
Wait. You saying TrendNet security cameras have flaws?
Well, the whole security system. If you're
using
anything that has anything to do with TrendNet or any of their affiliates, smile for the camera.
Oh my God! All my shit is out there.
Hey, y'all want to see 100 naked? Do a TrendNet Google and check out the video.
You know what? It's too late for me to stop now. They didn't see it, so I might as well. Oh yeah.
And speaking of being too late to stop it, now that y'all know where y'all can find 100 naked, and I guess check out her wares. SeaWorld is sued over enslaved killer whales. Five whales have been named as plaintiffs in a lawsuit, which argues they deserve the same constitutional protection from slavery as humans. Yeah. I have said this about zoos and national animal parks. It's slavery. Always has been, always will be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see how there's a difference. You're on the auction block. They charge admission, which supposedly is going to help the animals that you imprisoned in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm never a fan of locking anything up.
No.
I'm thinking the lions and tigers and gorillas, they probably would feel better in their own natural habitat as opposed to being locked inside these glass cages. But who am I but a human who thinks that slavery is wrong, no matter what you call it?
Yeah. No matter what arena it's in, slavery is slavery.
Is slavery is slavery. Can you say that again?
Slavery is slavery. No matter what type of arena you put it in, slavery is slavery.
So if I call it human trafficking, what you call it?
Slavery.
If I call it sex trafficking, what do you call it?
That's slavery. That's rape and slavery.
Hold on. And so if I have Orca jumping up for fish in a little tiny swimming pool, what's that called?
They it could call they fucking over the animal kingdom. That's what they do. But it's slavery. It's still the same thing. It's still the same thing. They're enslaving animals for profit. It's the same thing.
No.
No, it's not. You don't think
no, see, because they're helping the animals like they were helping the so called savages that they found.
Oh, really?
Areas that they
and they call them savages because they were fucking ignorant about, you know, their culture. So anything that you don't understand is savage.
Well,
so,
that and the fact that the people were quote unquote half naked, even though in Africa what, it's 120 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
But you know that's why they picked us. You know, because when they coming up on us and seeing how strong we were and seeing the black women's bodies, and it was just so exotic to them. But they all of a sudden were savage and, you know, were worthless to them all of a sudden, you know.
No, you weren't worthless. I mean, you're no more worthless than these guys in prison who get that that dollar a day, which is sort of commensurate with what they do overseas in the little sweat factories,
mm-hmm.
in the little workshops. It's kind of funny how those wages are like the same, and we keep building prisons so that we can incorporate slavery legally over here, or what we call incarceration.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're mad because we got rid of all of the illegal immigrants because now they don't have anybody to pick their fruit for them.
Well, the only people who are mad are the elite who are making the profits.
Who were making a profit. You are,
yeah,
that's what
I mean,
I'm saying.
The other people. And that only existed because they just don't want to pay a wage because
right. They
want to keep all the profit for themselves.
Right.
Selfish bastards. And on that note, I want to thank Mr. Trent Arsenault for coming on the show. I want to thank my crazy ass bloggers for blogging and making me laugh, making my stomach hurt in between breaks. For Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, aka F the N Word. We are Smooth Drama, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.